4 people have died after the roof of a restaurant collapsed at Playa de Palma in Mallorca. 7 more people were injured very seriously and 9 others also injured, according to the emergency services. The Department of Foreign Affairs here says they're aware of the news and they're ready to provide consular assistance. Journalist Simon Hunter is on the line from Madrid now to tell us more. And Simon, what happened and when did it happen?
Well, this looks to have happened at around 8:30 last night. It was a venue called the Medusa Beach Club. And it's one of these typical places where you can pretty much get everything. You can have lunch there, you can have dinner there, you can have drinks. It's located by the beach in a very popular tourist area on the Balearic island of Mallorca. It's also a nighttime bar and nightclub as well. It's the area is very popular with German tourists, and what seems to have happened, the theory that the fire crews are working with at the moment, is that it was an excess of weight on this first floor structure. That the part that collapsed only had a first floor, but it seems that there could have been too many people, or the weight of the people that were there having dinner at the time could have caused the collapse. And from the reports that we're seeing and also the images, you can see that the first floor collapsed onto the ground floor, which then collapsed into the basement as well, which is which would serve to explain why there have been so many victims and so many people injured.
And you speak of the victims and the injured, 4 dead, 7 people seriously injured. Are there more people? Has everyone been taken out from under the rubble, do we know?
The last reports that we're getting is that the search is still on for survivors, even though that this accident did happen fairly early in the evening last night. In terms of nationalities and who could be among the victims, it's worth pointing out that they are working under the assumption that most of these victims are going to be non-Spanish nationals, so either tourists or expats living in the area. It's worth remembering, of course, that Spanish people tend to eat their dinner very late, no, more like 9 and 10. So people who were there dining last night would have been there to enjoy the sunset. The venue that collapsed is right near the beach, and so the authorities are working under the assumption that most of the victims are going to be foreign. But that said, they haven't released information about the nationalities yet. There are local media is reporting that a Senegalese man was among the victims. He's a local doorman at a nightclub, and also was hailed as a hero for saving someone from drowning in 2017 in the area. But so far, there's not been any official word as to the other nationalities of the victims.
And certainly, given what you're describing about the theory about the first floor collapse and the weight of the building, does that raise questions? Are there questions about building standards in Spain, particularly in holiday resorts?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been living in Spain for 24 years, and I remember so many of these incidents where buildings either just spontaneously collapse or cracks start to appear and they need to be evacuated. So obviously questions are going to be asked about what sort of a state the building was in. One of the neighboring businessmen next to whose business is next to the Medusa Beach Club has already talked to local media and has said that, you know, in theory we're subject to an inspection every year, but obviously when these kind of things happen, there's always questions about whether the inspections have been carried out, and if the inspections had been carried out, if the business owners had responded to any requirements to, you know, carry out refurbishment work to check that the building was safe.
Well, thank you for bringing us those details. That's journalist Simon Hunter.